Hi, this is Haley Sampson. I'll be reading to you from Tabloid Times, the Inquirer. The first article is Monster Meghan Breaks Queen's Heart. The royal nanny reveals cruel snubs and insults, ripping henpecked Harry's family apart. Prince Harry, in Meghan's private love nest, is no bed of royal roses. The National Enquirer has learned control freak Meghan has morphed into a monster behind closed doors, banishing Harry from her bed, insulting her sister-in-law Kate, and even breaking Queen Elizabeth's heart, a royal insider claimed. In a bombshell world exclusive, a former royal nanny is ripping the lid off of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's nightmare life at Frogmore Cottage, their expensively renovated home outside London. Meghan is a monster. She has to control everything, dished the source, who spoke on condition of anonymity. She was on her third nanny before baby Archie was 7 weeks old, and she's so afraid the baby will bond with someone other than herself, she can't stand anyone else holding him. I'm told a staffer found a nanny in tears, not far from Frogmore, sobbing, "I can't do anything right. Meghan is a maniac." Shockingly, the former Suits actress has even dictated Archie's time with her mother, Dora, and Harry. Meghan only let her mom hold Archie for a minute or two the last time she was inside Britain, tattled the insider. She'd literally run in and out of the shower to snatch him back. Even Harry has a hard time getting snuggle time with his son. He can hang with Archie, but Meghan has to be holding him. She was almost panic-stricken when they presented Archie to the world 2 days after he was born, and he was in Harry's arms, not hers. They had a huge fight over it. Make no mistake, this is Meghan's world, and everyone else just has a guest pass. The diva duchess, 38, also uses adorable Archie as a pawn to get her way, revealed the ex-nanny. The family was invited, really, commanded, to join the queen at her Scottish retreat, Balmoral, in early September, but Meghan threw a tantrum and refused to go, dished the source. She insisted Archie was too young to make the 450-mile journey. Meghan's excuse was a total lie, pointed out the source, since she'd already dragged Archie along on 4 longer trips to Europe by private jet. Her Majesty was furious and heartbroken at the snub. She was looking forward to spending time with her newest great-grandchild, added the insider. But Meghan merely thumbed her nose at the royals and went to New York to watch her friend, tennis champ Serena Williams, play in the final of the U.S. Open. Although Harry, 35, and Meghan look lovey-dovey in public, their relationship is volatile, revealed the source. At one point, Meghan walked out, taking Archie with her, after a furious fight over her inability to obey royal rules, spilled the insider. Harry asked her why she couldn't be more royal, like his brother William's wife, Kate, and Meghan pitched a fit. She yelled she'd never turn into a dowdy duchess like Kate, who insults regularly. After that, Meghan refused contact with her in-laws and their children, Princes George and Louis, and Prince Charlotte. Meghan said she didn't want Archie to get germs from his older cousins, whose mother lets them root around in the dirt like little pigs. While Harry has gushed about having a second child, that could be problematic, said the Inquirer informant. Meghan banned her husband from her bed, revealed the source. She used the excuse she feeds Archie during the night and needs all the sleep she can get without interruption. But palace tattletales say it's more likely she's snagged her wealthy royal husband and produced an heir. Her job is done. Meghan is even using her son to polish her Tinseltown star, said the source. By keeping Archie out of the public eye, meeting him becomes a must-have invite for her showbiz pals. George Clooney, Elton John, and Ellen DeGeneres have already visited, noted the source. It's clearly part of Meghan's plan to relaunch her Hollywood career when she forces Harry to move to Malibu. The next article is about recharging your romance. How to. So, it says to make time for each other. Everybody's busy, but putting check marks on the calendar for each other to do the kinds of things that brought you together in the first place will help you remember what you like about each other. and help you enjoy each other's company again. Kiss. Passion is best spread through word of mouth. Show each other you care through PDA, public displays of affection, and soon you'll remember why you fell in love. Make an effort. Romantic gestures go a long way. They remind your partner of the days when you'd bend over backwards to do the things that make them feel special and let them know you still care. Shape up. Put some effort into looking your best. Dress nicely and tread some of the pounds you put on over the years. Show your partner that you care what he or she thinks and let them know you want to look like the person to which they were once attracted. Get your rest. Make sure to get your Z's in the bedroom to ensure you can bring back action. It's important to feel rested, even if that means changing your schedule to include intimacy and fun at other times of the day. Yoga helps the heart. Practicing yoga for 3 months can reduce the risk of reoccurring heart attack, according to a study presented by the European Social Society of Cardiology. Gentle stretching and measured breathing appears to strengthen the heart and make it more efficient. In addition to boosting circulation, said researchers, yoga and breathing exercises may help to reduce metabolic stress, reduce oxygen demand, and prevent ventricular remodeling, damage to the heart, according to lead researcher Professor Nerese Sen. Mushrooms protect the prostate. Eating mushrooms 3 times a week diminishes men's risk of developing prostate cancer by 20%, according to a new Japanese study, which examined data from more than 36,000 subjects over 13 years. The researchers suggest that the fungi may contain compounds that suppress a hormone that promotes the growth of the disease. Prostate cancer is the fifth highest cause of death in men worldwide, and the American Cancer Society estimates that more than 170,000 men in the U.S. will be newly diagnosed with a condition in 2019. Priscilla caught in a sex tape nightmare. Elvis Presley is spinning in his grave after explicit sex tapes, hidden away since the 60s, have threatened to emerge, featuring his wife Priscilla. The Hound Dog singer's then-teenage girlfriend privately recorded a series of raunchy sex videos on 8mm film in 1967, a source said, meant only for the eyes of her future husband. Priscilla, now 74, believed the movies had been lost or destroyed, but was chilled to the bone when a blackmail call came through claiming they were looted from Graceland after Elvis's 1977 death and were being shopped around to porn production companies, according to insiders. Priscilla went whiter than a ghost when she got the call, said a source in her camp. The guy had sat on them for decades. He said there had been 2 boxes hidden in Elvis's bedroom, one bursting with prescription pills, the other full of old pictures and movie reels. When Elvis died, all of Graceland was looted top to bottom. The only people who stayed loyal were Elvis's father, Vernon, and his maids, insisted the insider. With Priscilla in shock, the Elvis Presley estate reportedly contacted his longtime fixer, Joe Esposito, to get the original tapes back, and the bagman even had the nerve to ask for a cut. Esposito was shocked to still be carrying out Elvis's dirty work 25 years after his death. But when he was told what the job was, he said he'd feared the day would come, said the mole. The seller wanted $40,000 a tape or $500,000 for all of them, which he claimed a porno distributor had already offered. Esposito talked them down to less than $200,000 and made the handoff. But nobody believes those were the original and only copies. With a stream of celebrity sex videos and intimate photos being pirated in recent years, sources said Priscilla fears the footage has been digitized and is now stored somewhere on a computer at risk of being hacked, which would lead to her ultimate embarrassment if the videos reappeared and she were powerless to stop it. Priscilla did not respond to a request for comment. Bride J-Lo's Barbell Blues. Buffed up J-Lo has gotten too big for her britches and her $1.2 million wedding gown. Jennifer is bulked up so much she looks like a bodybuilder, an insider snitched. She's packed on 22 pounds of muscle. the Bootylicious bombshell bares her bod pole dancing in her new flick, Hustlers, and recently announced she's delayed her wedding plans to film Marry Me. But insiders squealed the real reason for the holdup is that the three-time divorcee, J-Lo, thinks her intense workout regimen has left her looking more like the Hulk than a bride. Jennifer works out twice a day, and her guns are so huge that she looks like Popeye, the source dished. She's also gained a couple of inches across her back. The 50-year-old stunner has already splurged on a knockout gown for her upcoming fall wedding to slugger Alex Rodriguez, but sources said she's pumping the brakes because it no longer fits. She'd split the dress if she tried to put it on, tattled the mole. Now the Jenny from the Block singer, who did not respond to the National Enquirer's request for comment, is working with her trainer and a nutritionist in a bid to slim down fast. They've got her on a routine with lots of cardio and Pilates, the insider squealed. Jennifer is embarrassed by this, and it set back the wedding planning for months. She's got to backtrack in a big way. Lily Rose and Timothy rock the boat. Lily Rose Depp and actor Timothy Chalamet couldn't keep their hands off of each other during a steamy makeout session in Italy. Oblivious to prying eyes, the gorgeous young hottie swapped spit while lounging on a boat off Capri on September 7th. Model-turned-actress Lily Rose rocked a teeny-tiny leopard-print bikini, while Timothy sported red swim trunks. Johnny's little girl, 20, and the beautiful boy, heartthrob, 23, first sparked dating rumors last October when they were spotted smooching in the Big Apple. The passionate pair took their romance public days before their Italian PDA, when they walked the red carpet at the Venice Film Festival on September 2nd to promote their Netflix film, The King. Renner's ex demands sole custody of daughter. Actor Jeremy Renner, his ex-wife, is demanding custody of their daughter. The Avengers star, 48, and B-list actress Sony Pacchio have shared custody of Ava, 6, since their 2015 divorce. But on September 10th, Sony filed for sole legal and physical custody in LA Superior Court. She also requested that a monitor be present when Jeremy is with Ava. According to sources, Sony will produce documentation to support her request to change the custody arrangement. A court hearing on the matter is scheduled for November 7th. The Born Supremacy star was ecstatic after Ava's birth in 2013, gushing, "It's the best thing I've ever done." Jeremy married Sunny, 28, the following January. She filed for divorce 10 months later, citing irreconcilable differences. TV witch Combs weds restaurant Ryan. Holly Marie Combs is living a charmed life as a new bride. The former TV witch weds restaurateur Mike Ryan in a redwood grove at the Santa Lucia Preserve in Carmel, California, in front of family and friends, including co-stars Brian Krause and Drew Fuller. New girl Zoe and hubby Penchik end it. Zoe Deschanel and Jacob Penchik have called it quits after 4 years of marriage and 2 kids, Elise, 4, and Charlie, 2. The new girl, actress, 39, and the 47-year-old producer released a joint statement saying they have decided they're better off as friends. Boozy Brooks Hell Ride. Uber driver feared she would puke in his car. Boozing Brooks Shields is a rideshare nightmare, sources snitched. The Jane the Virgin star, 54, was soused as she stumbled into a hired car on New York's Long Island, according to her Uber driver, who was less than impressed with her slurred speech. The cabbie exclusively told the National Enquirer, "She was drunk. I had no idea who it was. She seemed just like any other older cougar in the Hamptons. She made a lot of noise, and I was worried that she was going to vomit, but it was okay. When we got to her destination, she suddenly asked, 'Do you not know who I am? I'm Brooke Shields.' So I took a picture with her. The driver said the former Calvin Klein model, who now shows her own budget fashion line on TV, had a bad rating on the ride-sharing app, which suggests a passenger may have been unruly, demanding, or not ready upon a driver's arrival. Brazen Brooke, who was mom to daughters Rowan, 16, and Greer, 13, with second husband Chris Henchy, frequently shares social media shots of the New York seafront taken from her boat, as well as pics of her in a skimpy swimsuit. Her rep insisted the driver's claim is hogwash. Catherine and Michael downsize to 8-bedroom mansion. A-listers sell estates in Spain and Bermuda to be near his parents. Oscar winners Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones continue to downsize in style. The A-listers are trying to unload their massive estate in Majorca, Spain, and their 3-acre compound in Bermuda as well. Now they've traded in their 20.5 million, 15,000 square foot mansion in Tony Westchester, New York, for a smaller home nearby for 4.5 million. As the National Enquirer reported, the couple are calling their real estate portfolios to focus on spending time with his aging dad, Kirk, 102, and his 100-year-old wife, Anne. Michael and Catherine are deeply concerned about Kirk and Anne, the insider snitched. They want to be in Los Angeles as much as possible in case of an emergency. But Michael, 75, and 50-year-old Catherine also want to maintain a presence on the East Coast for their careers, and they'll still be surrounded by luxury. Their new place is a 12,000-square-foot, 1930s Gregorian-style mansion overlooking the Hudson River on more than 12 acres in Irvington, New York. It boasts 8 bedrooms, 10 full and 2 half baths, 7 fireplaces, a gym, a game room, an indoor swimming pool, and stone terrace with an outdoor kitchen. They also own a stunning apartment overlooking Central Park, just 25 miles from their new retreat. Michael and Catherine are concerned about caring for his parents, noted an insider, but when they're in New York, they take very good care of themselves. Billy Bob's kid begs to bust out of prison. Amanda serving 20 years for killing baby. Billy Bob Thornton's imprisoned daughter is launching a new bid to get out of prison. Amanda Brumfield, 40, has served 8 years of a 20-year sentence for aggravated manslaughter in connection with the death of her goddaughter, Olivia Mason Garcia, in 2008 in Orlando, Florida. Amanda should never have been convicted, and I'm not just saying that as her mom. Melissa DeBin Parrish, the first of Billy Bob's 6 wives, exclusively told the National Enquirer. There are many facts that were not allowed in the original trial that will now finally come to light. The Innocence Project has fought her case for 3 years, and we have a hearing on October, which will hopefully finally get her freed. Brumfield was caring for her 1-year-old Olivia when she mysteriously died from swelling and bleeding to the brain. During the trial, Amanda failed to explain why the fracture on Olivia's skull and why she painted the tot's toenails before calling for help. Billy Bob, 64, had cut off contact with Amanda after the 1980 divorce. "He's pretty much made me feel like I've been shut out," and said Amanda in 2001. "I just want him to be around." Soap star Mathiasen has cancer surgery. Former All My Children stud Cameron Mathiasen is battling kidney cancer. The 50-year-old ET correspondent revealed tests found on a cancerous tumor on his right kidney. Doctors told him it had likely been there for at least 10 years, but the cancer hadn't spread. "They say my healthy lifestyle and diet has no doubt helped keep it from growing and spreading to other areas," Cameron, best known for playing Ryan Lavery on AMC from 1998 to 2011, wrote on social media. "I am extremely lucky that we found it early. The tumor was removed during laparoscopic surgery on September 12th, and he won't need chemotherapy or radiation." Cameron, who now hosts the Hallmark Channel's Home and Family, ended his post with feeling very grateful and optimistic. Eight-armed and dangerous. Octopus photo op goes painfully wrong. Here's one sucky story. Jamie Biselgia was taking part in a Washington State fishing tournament in the South Sound when a group of men pulled a petite octopus out of the water. Jamie, 45, of Fox Island, told them, "Don't let it go. I'd like to eat it for dinner." Then she unwisely placed it on her face to pose for a funny photo. And that's when the worm turned. Its beak entered my chin and my eyes popped open wide. It was attacking me, she recalled. Despite its small size, the little sucker caused major discomfort. "Oh my gosh," she said. "When it bites you, it feels like it's barbed." Though she was able to peel the grabby sea creature off her kisser, the pain from its venom was intense, and she bled for a half hour. I could tell I couldn't swallow properly, and I could tell when I opened my eyes it was kind of blurry. The left side of my face, my throat, my glands were swollen, and it felt like my left side of my face was paralyzed, Jamie said, adding doctors told her the swelling could linger for months. She added, "I have to take tons of medicine." Jamie got her revenge, though. She cooked the sucker for dinner. Holy makeover. Strip club becomes Christian school. There's nothing like a good religious conversion, even if it happens to a building. A shuttered Wisconsin jiggle joint is being transformed into a place of life and light and hope and joy, as it's remodeled to become a Christian school. The former Spearmint Rhino Gentlemen's Club has found religion, or rather, religion has found it. Now the ex-dean of Iniquity will soon be reborn and baptized as the Ozaukee Christian School. Earlier this year, church officials snapped up the property, and school administrator Chris Austin said the stripper pole was gone, but the beautiful leopard carpet remained. David Schwartz, the school board president, said the pilgrimage from a strip club to Christian school is a story you'd hear in the Bible. Austin added, "We just thank God in the business of redemption, and he can redeem and transform a building." Red carpet, stars, and stumbles. And this is a short article describing the outfits of people on the red carpet. Dakota Johnson, shades of gray, not this time. Dakota went for a green day and a flop top Valentino that needed straps. Susan Kelechi Watson, this is fierce. The newly engaged This Is Us mom works in it in a Christian Siriano showstopper. Shailene Woodley, a pocketful of miracles couldn't save this mess. The Big Little Lies star should have hidden behind that huge hat. Felicity Jones, it was a starry, starry night for Felicity. The British beauty sparkled in Valentino's metallic masterpiece. Best foods for your nails. Healthy nails don't have to come from dropping a wad of cash at the salon. You can avoid splintering and breaks by eating foods with the right nail-building nutrients. Wrap your mitts around almonds, which are filled with biotin, a substance found in over-the-counter hair, nail, and skin supplements. Spinach serves up plant-based protein, iron, vitamin E, magnesium, and calcium. And pineapple is bursting with vitamin C, which supports nail-building collagen production. So eat up and look sharp. Healthy habits ward off diabetes. File this under common sense. Adults who get regular exercise, eat a healthy diet, and don't smoke are 75% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes. Chinese research showed that adopting these good habits can reduce a person's risk of the killer condition up to 61%. Promotion of an overall healthy lifestyle, instead of tackling one particular lifestyle factor, should be a public health priority for all countries, study authors concluded. Did you know 46 is the number of days per year Americans with depression suffer from reduced productivity? If you are experiencing ongoing feelings of helplessness, loss of sleep, or anger and irritability, seek professional counseling to get yourself back on track. Migraines may lead to dementia. Older women who suffer from migraines have triple the risk of dementia than those who don't experience the crippling headaches, a new study shows. Researchers in Canada believe migraines might cause brain inflammation, which causes memory loss caused by nerve damage. Identifying a link to migraines provides us with a rationale to guide new strategies to prevent Alzheimer's disease, said Dr. Suzanne Tyus, senior author of the report from the University of Waterloo. Readers back Dolly for scolding Miley. 94% said Cyrus didn't give marriage a chance. A whopping 94% of readers support country icon Dolly Parton for, Insider said, ripping goddaughter Miley Cyrus for not giving her 7-month marriage to Liam Hemsworth a chance. Only 6% of respondents in a NationalEnquirer.com poll thought Dolly should stay in her lane, because only Miley could have known what's right or wrong in her marriage. All right, and that's all that I have for